Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. While in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Pastor Brock and Alyssa Meyer created video messages for our church family. You can find the video versions of these messages on our YouTube channel.
Church, we're here with you again, and we want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. What an awesome time just to celebrate. I wish you had more than one day. We should carve out every day to celebrate mamas because they're amazing. We want to let you know we will be together in this sanctuary next week, May 17th. We'll be together, and we cannot wait until we finally are together. But today, we want to celebrate and recognize all of our mamas and all of the matriarchal leaders of our families. This is the day that we truly just want to spend some time thinking about our moms, and maybe even focus a little bit, how can moms be awesome and how they help lead our families and our children. Do you have any favorite mom stories that you have about your mother?
Oh yeah, my mom. We've got tons of stories. She is one of my best friends. So, but one in particular is kind of funny. We took a mother-daughter trip to Florida, just the two of us, and we had a blast. We rode go-karts, we ate seafood by the sea, and we did miniature golf, and we laid out in the sun. And but one particular day, I was laying out while she was relaxing inside. And she happens to see from a distance a man with a camera approaching me. And
never a good idea.
Never a good idea. And he ended up asking me if he could take my picture. And I'm like, And my mom, she is like sprinting towards this man. And she's a mom on a mission. And that is to rescue her precious daughter. So she comes up to this man and she says, excuse me, what do you think you're doing? And he was stuttering, and he got nervous quick. I'm sure he was sweating bullets. My mom did not let up on this man. She said, I don't think so, and you need to leave my daughter alone.
Okay, then.
And he sure did. Uh-huh. He walked off with his tail between his legs, and my mama let him have it. But on a more serious note, she's been an amazing example to me. She loves Jesus. And there was one time she went out to the Teton Mountains in Wyoming to just be with Jesus. And he met her there in the most amazing way. She describes that time like a honeymoon with Jesus. And she came back just fully in love with Jesus. And it really, I think, took their relationship to a next level. So I had the honor and the privilege of watching a mother who was in love with Jesus, who was a prayer warrior, who Jesus was her life, her everything, and still is. And that was just such a neat example for me to have that in my mom.
Yeah, wow.
What about you?
It's powerful. Yeah, a couple fun memories. I remember as a kid getting ready to go to church, and all of us would be packing into that car. And mom wouldn't fully get ready for church until all of us were crammed in to that tight little hatchback Honda. And we all were within about 3 feet of each other so that she could start hairspraying that 1980s big hair everywhere. Well, there's a few things that are potentially hazards with that. And then pulling out the nail polish remover to take off whatever was from last time, only to reapply with more nail polish. There were so many chemicals in there. I mean, we get out of the back of that Honda, I mean, just looking like we're high. I mean, we come stumbling into church. Right. It was rough, but those were kind of some fun mom memories. But great stuff would be coming downstairs in the morning and seeing my mom posted up, reading her Bible, writing, taking notes. There was just kind of this hunger about her. And many times seeing her in the Word, she just kind of had this hunger. And so immediately followed by Jesus was Body Electric on PBS with Margaret Richard. And she would hustle with Margaret, and she was getting that body together early in the morning. You go, you go, girl. We want to come to you this morning in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And we see this story of a man named Elkanah, and he's got two wives, one whose name is Hannah, and the other one's name who is Peninnah. And Hannah and Peninnah married to Elkanah. And how many of y'all know when you've got two wives, there could be some friction? Mm-hmm. This happens often in relationships where there's two wives. And Peninnah
had, I'm all of a sudden craving a panini.
Could totally go for a panini.
Mother's Day brunch, paninis.
Oh, that sounds so tasty. We need to get home and make some paninis. And Peninnah had multiple children, and Hannah had none. And Peninnah would provoke her and would agitate Hannah and say, I've got more children, and I have more value. And Hannah is so that she would feel just so heavy with an ache in her spirit that she was not able to become the mama that she had always wanted to become. It says that she wept bitterly, and that she was inconsolable. Nobody could even comfort her at all. And Elkanah comes to her and he says, aren't I worth to you more than 10 sons? And sometimes we as dads ask that question, aren't I worth more than all the kids? And sometimes the answer is no. Always the answer is yes, but sometimes the answer is no. And she was aching because she wanted to be a mom. She wanted to have children. And so she goes into the house of the Lord, and she's having this encounter in the temple, and she just starts praying and this ache prayer. God, if you would give me a child, I will dedicate him to your service. I will give him back to you. And the priest at the time, Eli, was there, and he has this conversation with Hannah, and they pray together. She said, would you pray and believe with me? And as they go home, she conceives and has a son. The next time that she comes back to worship in that temple, the priest, Eli, is still right there. And she says, when I left you last, do you remember that I was aching for a son? And here I have him today. Yes. And I want to give him over to service to the Lord. Mm. Powerful how God responds to praying mamas. And I believe that America has been held together by the prayers of so many moms and grandmothers that have been praying for their children. Mm-hmm. But let's go back to the beginning of the story with Hannah and Peninnah. Mm-hmm. Are there times whenever you as a mom, just as a woman, but specifically as a mom, there's kind of some of that comparison? Like she has all of the kids, and I wish I had that, and I'm so sad, and I wish I could be those sort of things.
Oh, yeah. It's a Pinterest Peninnah.
It's a Pinterest Peninnah.
We call her Pinterest Peninnah. There are so many social media distractions, Pinterest and Instagram, and we're us moms, we get on there, and we look at these Pinterest perfect mothers, and we constantly compare ourselves. We compare our bodies. Oh, we compare what they're wearing, and oh, look what she's wearing, and look at her perfect body after she had three kids, and then I have three kids.
Gosh.
And she's cooking these perfect little healthy snacks, and gosh, well, I don't do that. Shoot, I'm on the fly. I shove peanut butter and jelly down my kid's face, and we just compare constantly with these social media platforms. And Teddy Roosevelt once said, comparison is the chief thief of our joy.
Goodness. Gosh.
So as soon as we start comparing, our joy level starts sinking and going down, and it changes everything. Mm. And then before you know it, us moms are just staring at these screens all day comparing ourselves, and kids are being raised by looking at the back of a cell phone screen.
Wow.
And that's kind of a bummer too.
Wow.
That's the example that they're getting, is a mom on her phone in turmoil because she is not what she is seeing. There's images that she's looking at that she is judging herself based on. And you know what? We talk all the time, go get discipled. Instead of being discipled by images, you know, the Bible clearly talks about going to images, false wow. idols and images,
wow.
and getting your self-worth and worshiping those. And in a sense, we are worshiping.
Okay, girl.
Preach. I'll take it from here.
Preach, preach.
I got the Holy Spirit. But, you know, we do this constantly, and we are putting idols before the Lord. And that is dangerous and deadly. And the example that we are teaching our daughters, I do not want to pass that down to my daughters. I want to raise them to be confident women. The Lord has given us all these gifts and abilities and skill sets. So I shouldn't be comparing myself to any other woman out there.
Wow.
I'm going to be me. I'm going to be how the Lord designed me. And I want you to do the same thing well.
That's so good. And so much media. It's interesting how moms play out in media. Mm-hmm. Even when you look at like Disney, like we've been raised on these Disney movies. And like, where are the moms? When
so
you look
true.
At like Beauty and the Beast, you know, Belle, where's the mama?
Right.
Little Mermaid, where's her mom at? Pocahontas, mom, you know.
Pinocchio didn't have a mom.
Pinocchio, no mom. Goofy, raising his kids, he's the dad by himself. Finding Nemo, no mom around. Aladdin, Jasmine, no mom. Mm-hmm.
The mom dies in Dumbo.
Mom dies in Dumbo. Mom's dead in Bambi.
Right.
On and on, we see these kind of, I don't, you know, these movies where the mom is like,
she's taken out.
Mom's taken out. And there really has been an attack on women from the jump, from the get. The very first woman ever to step foot on the planet, an immediate attack comes after the mother of all children, of all mankind. There comes this attack after her. And God is really, I believe, wanting these mamas to rise up and to be like these lioness defenders, protectors, you know, those that will, you know.
Yeah. Well, I actually just watched today on YouTube this video of this mama cheetah. And there was this massive python. While mama cheetah's out hunting, this massive python comes into the den and starts attacking her cubs.
Hope.
And that mama cheetah comes in on this scene and said, I don't think so. And she goes after this python. This thing is huge. It could kill her. And she's batting at it and biting it and dragging it. And that mama got that python out of her den. She said,
wow.
Not today. I don't think so. And you know what? That makes me think of another time where a serpent came in to try to steal something. And it was Satan himself, the serpent. He came into the Garden of Eden. And you know what? What if that mama, our mama, our the mama over all of us, you know, the original mama, Eve, she had the opportunity to stomp on that snake, to take that snake out, just like that mama cheetah, to protect all of us from sin. And instead, she didn't. But what if she would have? What if that lioness would have rose up in her and she would say, no more lies, no more snake. We are no longer going to be deceived, but we are going to know who we are. No more comparisons. We don't entertain snakes. We don't entertain snakes in our home. I don't entertain snakes and lies in my home and deception and comparing, not with my kids, not with my husband. So we need to pick up that mama lion torch or our sword and go after that snake.
Lop its head off. Crush the head of that serpent that's coming after that garden, after those cubs, right? Whenever they're coming in. We believe that there's just a couple things that we want to focus on that moms can do. It's to guide and to guard. Number one, to guide. Number two, to guard. And I think one of the ways that we can guide our children is like your mom to be seen having these romance moments with Jesus, like my mom to have these encounters with the Lord every day. I got a visual. There was a guide to visually see how to have an encounter with the Lord. Yeah. And I would hope that you would see, that your children would see you in your word, taking notes, worshiping, in the kitchen while you're doing the dishes, that your children would have a guide of how to pray over their kids before they're going to bed. As you're bathing them, you're singing songs and you're teaching them scriptures. As they're getting older, you're going out on girlfriend dates and you're talking about future husbands. And as you're going, and maybe now that they're married, you're modeling a great marriage. And if it's been a rough marriage, you talk about how you wrestle through those things to really be a guide to walk through those. I would even encourage you to have times whenever you keep your kids in the sanctuary with you during church. I remember many times I would not go off to children's ministry. I would sit in the main service with my parents and I would come up with whatever little game that I would come up with, you know, in the bulletin, or I would, you know, find things to kind of keep me focused on those times. But you better believe I was listening to my pastor, Pastor Bill Salisbury, and I was watching my parents as they engaged, as they took notes, as they sat hungry, and your children can watch you. How do you learn? And mom's taking notes and she's got the notes from the bulletin and she is hungry when she comes into the house of the Lord. She is salivating. She postures her spirit in such a way where, and it's not just whatever the pastor has to say, it's just, she's just hungry for the word of God. And more than your kids being in the service to listen to the pastor, they're in the service to watch you learn and to pull, or they're watching you and mom's on Facebook. Whoa. Or mom's writing her grocery list. Yeah. Mom's somewhere else. She's on another planet. Not even focused on, our kids are watching. And to have a guide, to have a map of how do I have this relationship with the Lord, have your kids see you pursue Jesus, and to guard, to protect, right? To protect that house, to protect that lion's den, to protect the environment of the garden, to protect who they are around and the voices that speak into them and who friends are and how much time all these different interaction places can be. You know, we need to be intentional with what we're putting into our kids. And so mamas can guide and they can guard. One other piece of scripture where we see this is in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. And Alyssa's going to read this about the intentionality of parents with their children.
Yes, okay. "These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you, to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life.
Come on.
Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk around along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates."
Wow. Come on. There's just a way to do this, right?
Is, yeah.
And that life will go well for you, that you will live in the land that is blessed from the Lord. So, hey, just want to encourage all mamas out there. Let's release our children to Jesus. Let's give them back to the Lord. Let's not compare ourselves amongst ourselves. Let's just live the life that the Lord has given us. Let's run the race that he set for us, and let's rock that world, right?
Yes.
Moms, we celebrate you today.
You're amazing.
Moms are just amazing, aren't they? And we cannot wait to be with all of you here next week. Man, it's going to be close, right? We're almost there. But hey, today, have a great Mother's Day. We celebrate all moms out there. We love you, and we'll see you here next week.
Bye-bye. Happy Mother's Day. Yay. You're a good dad.
Thanks, bud. Good morning, church. We are loving the fact.
Let's start.
Ready?
Oh.
Ready?
We're ready.
All right, Bella.
We're close.
Mom would do Body Electric with Margaret Becker. Not Margaret Becker. Margaret Becker sang Christian songs in the 80s and 90s. Margaret
Close.
Richards did calisthenics in a leotard on national TV.
Not so close.
And Mom loved it. Margaret Becker. Siri picked up your coughs.
She did?
Cough, cough.
We got a squeaky floor here. I don't think we should stand here anymore.
If you would hairspray yourself on the way to church, we would never feel the pain in our lungs from inhaling the toxicity. Because we just walk across the street.
So much hairspray. I use.
Because it would just blow. The wind would just blow.
Saving you.
Yeah.
So we don't have to have a car ride.
It's helpful. So much hairspray. But I do notice sometimes in the bathroom, if I'm standing behind you with all the hairspray, my beard is really hard and firm. You need to shave it, just kind of grab it and it'll break off. Can you name one Disney movie where there is a mom?
Mothers, 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 mom, 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 mom. I was gonna say
Toy Story.
Yeah.
But there's,
but
no,
there's
dad.
No dad.
Lion King.
Mm-hmm. But the dad dies. But the mom's there.
But they think dies.
Golly.
Peter Pan.
Peppers.
But the Lost Boys don't have any parents, do they?
Orphans.
What? Snow White, like the Seven Dwarfs. Aren't they all orphans?
Yeah.
Snow White have a...
Snow White kind of came in to be like the mom.
Oh, okay. Well, good. So, like an adoptive mom.
Yeah. I got a mom crush.
I love to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It ain't slowing down.
Yeah,
I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That Pinterest account online. She's cooking right now.
Oh, oh, yeah.
She dresses so cute. Wearing those legging breeches. Her hair in a messy bun. Her kids are so fun.
Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Did you get me something for Mother's Day?
Sure.
You got a lot to say today. You just went for it.
Talk about moms. Talk about women. I like that.
Moms and women.
They rock.
They rock, man.
They rock.
Just a special breed. Like, even God was impressed. He's like, that is very good. Women.
He didn't say that for you, made a man. Just saying.
Man, he's like, it's good. It's all right.
It's all right.
Woman. Holy cats! Did I? He like, it's like, if God could ever be impressed with anything, he impressed himself.
Yeah.
When he produced Eve. He's like, oh my God. Oh my God. God, I was awesome.
Oh my God, you're awesome.
Gee whiz.
All right, let's roll.
Oh, I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That touching that midnight laugh. She's giving you love.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.